The five subject of frequent recollection, the one we have done, that is on page 27. Okay, maybe we will just read through this again so that it can help you to maintain the daily contemplation or reflection. Page 27. The five subjects of frequent recollection. According to the sutta, the Buddha recommends that you have to contemplate daily on this five, so that you can develop the understanding, the wisdom, to enable you to confront the first noble truth realities. Then the last contemplation is to remind you about the law of karma, so that you are very mindful and heedful of its importance. That's the reason why you have to follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind, so that you take care of karma. When you take care of karma, you take care of your life. When you neglect karma, you neglect your life. So this is something we have to develop. Okay, we shall read together, recite together. First contemplation. This body of mine is of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond aging. This body of mine is of the nature to be diseased and yet sick. I have not gone beyond disease and sickness. This body of mine is of the nature to die one day. It has not gone beyond death. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will become separated from me. So separation, I have to explain a bit. Separation will happen in two ways. When conditions cease to be, that thing no longer belong to you. Like during crisis, economic crisis or whatever, then whatever you think you own, they can just disappear. We are conditioned no more. Then your investment, your wealth, also same. You make a mistake in life during economic crisis, you can be wiped off. Then the other separation possibility is death. Then there's another one, relationship failure, divorce, separation of those that are not married. If they decide to break the relationship, there is also separation. And sometimes forced separation from your children, from your parents, your brother, sister, or good friend. So these are all reminding you what possibility there is when you confront life. Then the other thing is, when your breath stops, you don't own anything. Always remember that. They don't really belong to you. My teacher always said, they come from nature. You only help nature to take care of it for a while. It belongs to you only for a while. When your breath stops, you don't own anything. So understanding this point is very important. The whole of the form and mind existence is because of the life force, the breathing and all those things. When your entity is maintained, then there's a possibility of you having things. But when that breath stops, your identity erased, you cannot own anything. Nothing belongs to you anymore. So this reality will point clearly to you about reality of life and existence. Nobody can bring along anything. Just like the saying goes, you come empty during birth, you don't bring along anything. When you go, you also cannot take along anything. Lai ye kong, qi ye kong. There is a famous Zen saying. When I was very young, very funny, I saw this movie, Swordsmanship. you have seen before the Toulon Tower, that show. Then the one that got caught and the four monk every day chant, keep him down there. One of the Si Wang, I forgot the name already. While they were chanting, the monk were chanting. So the monk keep on chanting that sutta. The four elements are empty. Then when it reached that part, Lai ye kong, qi ye kong, namo si zu he bi, ku ku wei kong liu lei. Very funny, that time I was very young. I think that I was only about 9 or 10 years old. Wow, that word like imprints into my nature. Then there was so much joy. I said, how come people can understand such profound, I didn't know it was Dhamma at that time, profound understanding. So then I started to like this type of Zen saying. Very funny. It just come in. Then later on, I came to understand that this is all from my past. That's why when I hear truth, this nature understands straight away. And it will just go in. If it's not the truth, or without any affinity with my way of cultivation, it doesn't impact upon this nature. That's why certain country, I got no affinity, I don't go. And certain teaching, different from what my nature's way of understanding things, it doesn't impact upon me. So, as an individual, as you cultivate, you understand all this. So, this is the little sharing. Then now, the last contemplation is very important. I want you to get this understood clearly, so that your nature will have this. So that life after life, this law of karma thing will never like deviate from you. Now we chant. I'm the owner of my karma, heir to my karma, born of my karma, related to my karma, abide and supported by my karma. Whatever karma I shall do, for good or for evil, I will be the heir. Thus, we should frequently recollect these five daily contemplation. So this last one, these are the original words of the sutta. They elaborated it a bit more. I used to say we are born of your karma, but here they put we are the owner. Actually, you are born of your karma. The first one should be you are born of your karma. Karma sakohe, not owner. Then we are heir to our karma. Oh, the bond is now there, third one. Sorry. So he say, I'm the owner, means you are the heir. Related to my karma, abide and supported by my karma. Whatever karma I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be there. So this one, to simplify, to summarize, I always just use these four lines. We are born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. Then the last one is, we are what we are because of our karma. So this one will make it very clear that our life, our existence depends heavily on karma. In fact, I used to tell Kainamita 99.99999% is karma. The rest point, 0.00000% belong to what? Arya's enlightened being, they are not subject to karma. But that number is very small. So because of that, you have to bear in mind, if you don't take care of karma, your life will be miserable. Okay, today maybe just one contemplation will be enough. Then later on, maybe we will do some other reflection. Okay. Then we will have our exercise, morning exercise. Then after that, you can have your meditation. Morning exercise, get ready your weight, then we